With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer flying solo today. No Gary Ellerson, no Leroy Butler. They are both off. Coming up momentarily, I'll talk to Kenny the Jet Smith. Don't forget, also coming up on today's show, it's a full show. Already we've had John McLaughlin on, Sean Grandy of the Celtics, Bob Nightingale has been on. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, the host of the Bayview Shane and Blind post-game show, Tim Allen, will join us at 4 o'clock, and we'll replay Coach Boonholzer coming up at 4:35. He's going to talk within the hour, and we'll get Coach Boonholzer's thoughts before the Bucks take on the Celtics tonight at 5:30. And after that game is done, I'll be back on the air tonight. I've been doing this show since 2007. We will have the Pick It Safe Pro Hoops post-game show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North coming up tonight after Bucks-Celtics. Sidney Moncrief, Bucks legend, will be on the show. Plus, we'll have Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on the show as well. That comes up again this evening after Bucks Celtics. Joining us now from the NBA on TNT, he is Kenny the Jet Smith. Kenny, thanks a lot for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
All right. First things first, and we'll get into the JetAcademyCamp.com here in a couple of minutes. I guess first things first, I want to get your thoughts, because we had Sean Grandy on earlier, the play-by-play voice of the Boston Celtics, and he had pointed out from his perspective that he thought the Bucks keep getting overlooked and pushed aside for everybody wanting to talk about the Lakers and Clippers nationally and who's going to win the title, and kind of thought the Bucks may be getting disrespected a little bit, and that's from a guy that's with the Celtics' perspective. Do you agree with Sean that nationally maybe that's how it's being portrayed?
I would say yes in this regard, only because you're talking about two teams that play in the same building that have a chance to win an NBA title. If it wasn't really because of that, I don't think that they would be getting overlooked. You know, and I think it's also a testament in how great the team is. It's a kind of a foregone conclusion that everyone thinks that they're going to win the East.
When we talk about the Eastern Conference, the Toronto Raptors seem to be the team that everybody seems to believe that will be in the Eastern Conference Finals without Kawhi Leonard to be the matchup for the Bucks. Do you view Toronto as the toughest matchup for the Bucks?
No, I think there are more than one element of teams that have an opportunity to, you know, play well, only because I think that the Bucks are the most elite team in the Eastern Conference. However, I think because there's no home court advantage, you know, the Celtics don't have to go win game 6 on the road in Milwaukee. You know, Toronto doesn't have to go win game 5 in Milwaukee. So the younger teams with less experience, I think they have a clear, not an advantage, but I think it shortened the curve for them because they don't have to learn how to win on the road. They just have to learn how to win.
Talking with Kenny the Jet Smith, NBA on TNT here on the Wendy's Big Show. We've had a lot of discussion about Eric Bledsoe, you know, being that third guy on this team behind Giannis, behind Chris Middleton. There's been games over the last couple of years where he only gets up 3 or 4 shots in a game and isn't that aggressive offensively. When Middleton is out, then you get aggressive Eric Bledsoe. If Giannis is out, then you definitely get aggressive Eric Bledsoe on the offensive side of the floor. And we've just been discussing that he needs to be that aggressive regardless if the other two are on the floor or not with him. How tough is it, you know, being that third guy, let's say, like Bledsoe, when you're playing with the other two?
Well, I think the unique part for him is he's a point guard who doesn't handle the ball because Giannis has the ball in his hands. So some games, Giannis has such a clear advantage, or Middleton has such a clear advantage, that they get the bulk of the shots. So he can go from one game to having 17 shots to having 6 the very next night because he's waiting on the ball. So I just looked at it as more as when his opportunity arises, he's ready. And if he does that, that's good enough. Like, and some nights it's going to be 25 points and some nights it's going to be 9. But in terms of being ready every night, if you were ready to get your 9, so if you got 9 points on shooting, you know, 3 for 5 from the field, then we're ready. And that's, I think, how you have to measure Bledsoe more than, oh, he didn't get 20 tonight.
The one thing about this bubble situation and how they're going to play this out with these 8 games, when you're a team like the Bucks and have the East wrapped up, maybe the wins and losses don't matter as much.
I think winning always matters. And I think Coach Bud is not a guy who's going to just, you know, concede games. You know, the Bucks are in a great position. They're a deep team. They have a lot of young players that are hungry as well and want a great opportunity. So I think everything, the stars are aligning at the right time for them.
We talk about your time and playing with the Houston Rockets and being a champion and all that stuff. I told my producer, I said, well, if we get Kenny the Jet Smith on this show, I want a good Sam Cassell story because Sam obviously was here, played with the Bucks, and was a fan favorite, and now at some point is going to be head coach of the Bucks. That's who I wanted to be the head coach of the Bucks, and the Bucks ended up getting Coach Budenholzer. So do you have a good Sam story for us?
I tell you, Sam is one, he's a great basketball mind. So you
sure is.
You said a coach. He's a great basketball mind. He and I, it's funny because he and I were, we used to get in so much trouble from the rest of the guys of the team because we would be up no matter what time it was. First of all, Sam is the same person 3 o'clock in the afternoon as he is 3 in the morning. So he's just as lively at both times.
Sure.
But what we would do is we would just play these scenarios of like, oh, 8 seconds. Give me 3 guys in the league that you want to have the ball. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, now the ball is at the post. Okay, now the ball is at the inbound. He's got to dribble full length. And we would just play these basketball mind games all day long. And we try to stump each other. And everyone would be like, shut, Sam, Kenny, would you just shut up? So then we'd be like, okay, which one guy would you throw off the team if you had to throw off the team?
Oh, my God. That's
so
hilarious.
We just played games, all that. But he is a great basketball mind. I just love, because it's funny, I called him the other day from the bubble and just was seeing how he was doing. And he is going to be a great head coach one day.
Yeah, I totally agree. And even though Sam wasn't a big practice guy when he was in Milwaukee necessarily.
He was a practice guy in Houston.
Yeah, no.
He fooled y'all.
Yeah.
He fooled y'all.
No.
Oh, my God.
No, he wasn't
great. He was a practice guy.
Yeah.
He used to practice every day. He and I stay after with Vernon Maxwell and Chucky Brown and play 2-on-2 and 3-on-3. I can't wait to call him because he was a practice guy.
Yeah, no. But again, you have to remember, man, back then it was George Karl and that team was split and all kinds of drama going on in Milwaukee at that point. Players going after players in the media, and Glenn and Sam were on one side and it felt like Ray was on the other side. And oh, there was a lot of drama going on with George Karl back then.
Wow.
A lot.
Wow.
But having said that, you know, Sam Cassell, is a guy that said something at one point, and I always remembered it, and it'll always stick with me. And he said, you know, when you play with Glenn and Ray, you kind of got to get them going early. So I'll find my offense within the rhythm of the game, but if I get them going early, then I get them on both sides of the floor on a given night, versus if I don't get them going early, I may not get that same benefit. And you just wonder, I would assume a lot of point guards, you know, think that way when playing with their star players, but to hear Sam say it, it really resonated with me.
Yeah, we never had that problem with Akeem, I'll tell you that much. But
right.
You know, Olajuwon. But I think overall, you know, Sam, again, a great basketball mind to read into that and to see how he's going to get the best out of his player.
Yeah, Kenny the Jet Smith, check out his website, jetacademycamp.com. And this is a pretty cool idea and concept that you came up with. And the press release that I have says it pretty much came up because of the COVID thing, because you can't have the normal basketball camps and so forth because people can't be together. So tell everybody about the website, jetacademycamp.com.
Yeah, it definitely came through from the pandemic and the social distancing, and it's continuing even into the school years in September. We're going to do it all, you know, all year round because, you know, I said, why should everyone's development stop because of COVID and because of social distancing? And so I created the first virtual sports academy. We rolled out with basketball with Trae Young and Victor Oladipo and Kemba Walker, all NBA All-Stars, and then WNBA All-Star Brittany Griner and WNBA MVP Breonna Stewart. And we're here for an hour and a half, we're your personal trainer. And we're differentiated, it's live. You know, we're on live. You have an opportunity to ask questions live, upload your video. We critique them. We put them on.
Wow. Site.
It's a different experience for most kids. You know, we were in, you know, talking to Victor. He's in the bubble. You know, Kemba's in the bubble. They're talking about what life is like in the bubble, which is interesting. Both miss pizza more than anything. But it works on any device, anywhere. You sign in, you log in, and you're there. And you get to, and I'm your host every day. Again, jetacademycamp.com, jetacademycamp.com. I always say now, like, we have 3,500 kids who signed up in a week. So
wow.
We're like, all right, well, why aren't you doing it? Why aren't you getting better? You have no excuse. And American Express is give you, if you use your Amex, you get $35 off. Or if you use the big Shaq code, you get $35 off. Shaq is giving $35 off for everyone. So, again, jetacademycamp.com.
The thing that stood out to me most of everything you said was, if I upload my kid's tape, you'll critique it?
That's what's crazy. I did like 70 last night. And then Kemba does them. You know, and it's funny because I don't know if the kids know it's us. So they respond just like, okay, cool. You know, they don't say because we have it. I don't think they realize it's really us because they're doing it day by day with us. And at times, so I'm just like, I'll keep it quiet because I know I'll just keep getting more questions.
Right. Yeah, that's crazy. That is huge props to you guys. That's a lot of work to be putting in and so forth. And props to you, Kenny, for doing that. One last thing on the way out, because if I don't ask it, I'm going to get yelled at. And that is MVP Giannis versus LeBron. And I'll take it a step further, because I'm just going to assume Giannis will be the MVP. Is he also Defensive Player of the Year?
He's definitely Defensive Player of the Year. The MVP is like, I think it's 50-50 right now. You know, because of the layoff, you know, I think it kind of, people forget what happened in 2020. You know, so many things has happened in between. It's like, man, what did he do? Like, I can't remember what Giannis or LeBron did against the Denver Nuggets this year. Like, I just can't remember.
Sure.
So it's a hard award this year because I don't think the merit of it is memorable for the people who are voting. Like, because so many things have happened. You're in the pandemic, you're social distancing, social injustice, all of these issues. And you're like, oh yeah, remember the game against the Wizards? Like, no, I don't. I really don't. So I think this is going to be the hardest war, but it is those two guys.
Yeah, it's definitely those two guys. No question. And if he were to win MVP and Defensive Player of the Year, I mean, that's only been done, I think, twice.
I think Michael's done it.
I think it's only been done twice total, and so he'd be in some rarefied air to do it in the same season is pretty crazy, and just feel blessed to even have that type of player in Milwaukee after being so bad for so long as an organization to be at this level is pretty crazy. Kenny, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it. Enjoy watching you guys all the time, obviously on TNT, and hopefully we'll talk again down the line. And congratulations with the JetAcademyCamp.com.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
You betcha. Take care. There he is. Kenny the Jet Smith on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. As your passion on growing your home, the Great Midwest Bank Home Renovation Loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.